In 2010, President Obama announced a new vision for HIV and AIDS, where one day new infections in the country would be considered rare.
We believe that while HIV transmission rates in this country are not as high as they once were, every new case is one case too many.
Obama's plan aims to reduce new infections by 25% nationwide. But here in Fresno County, that's not happening. In recent years, the county has seen an alarming number of new HIV and AIDS cases. Health officials are worried for several reasons. The county is seeing younger people getting infected, a large group of people aren't in treatment, and programs that had been helping patients for decades have had their budgets cut.
It's a huge public health issue. We are still treating lots of people for a disease that is ultimately preventable. This is absolutely a public health concern.
That's Roger Mortimer with Community Regional Medical Center's Specialty Health Clinic in Fresno. He's provided care for people with HIV and AIDS for nearly two decades. He has seen the situation change dramatically from fear to recent medical advances.
In some ways, we're a victim of our success. It's bad that there is a constant influx of new patients. And that's a failure of public health. It's a failure of testing. But it's a success that we have people that are living right now.
Still, cases are on the rise. For local health officials, the statistics on new HIV and AIDS cases are troubling. In 2011, according to county documents, new cases in Fresno County shot up 73% over the previous five-year average. Since then, the annual rate of new cases has dropped, but only slightly, from 111 in 2011 to 94 last year. County health officials say some of that is due to better testing and reporting, but they admit more people are being infected. Here are some basic facts beyond the numbers. Men and young male adults of color who have sex with men account for the majority of new cases in Fresno County. And blacks continue to be disproportionately affected by the virus. Gina Adams with Fresno County's Department of Public Health says among the newly diagnosed, they're seeing younger and younger adults, ages 18 to 25, testing positive.
When you talk to young people today, there is no fear of HIV today. It's very common to hear a young person say, if I get HIV, I'll just take a pill, instead of trying to prevent.
She says their attitude is different compared to how it used to be in the 80s.
They would literally stop me on the street back in those days and say, it's been 6 months since my last test. Can I come into the health department on Wednesday? Today, that is not what comes out of the mouth of young people.
The increase among younger people isn't just happening in the county. A report recently released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that 26% of all new HIV infections nationwide are among young men ages 13 to 24. But the crisis isn't just about people contracting the disease, it's also a crisis of care. Out of all the cases of people living with HIV in Fresno County, less than half of them are in treatment and have the virus under control.
We have a lot of work to do. It means that if they have a high viral load, that their conditions can progress quicker. And obviously, if they have unprotected sex, they are placing others at risk of HIV transmission.
And Adams says that's a key point, getting people into care before HIV progresses into AIDS. Today, people can take a pill on a daily basis to reduce the amount of the virus in their body to minimal levels. This makes the patient highly unlikely to pass the virus to someone else. Here in the Central Valley, Adam says there are many barriers that stop people from getting tested, let alone going into treatment.
Sometimes we hear people say, well, I don't feel comfortable going to a certain place for HIV services. Well, we really don't have a lot to choose from.
And even for those who are in treatment, people have a hard time following through. Mortimer says it's difficult for some of his patients to take their medication on a consistent basis.
There are plenty of people that can be really, really good taking their medicine when it's a 7-day course. But think of a 7-day course followed by a 7-day course followed by a 7-day course that goes on ad infinitum. That's difficult, and it's the rare person who can do that. But you know what? I work with some of those people.
Shortly before Fresno County saw its HIV and AIDS cases increase, something else happened. Many programs that provide support for patients faced budget cuts. Tony Harrison runs The Living Room, which is part of the nonprofit West Care California.
This is where we do groups. Guys come in, hang out, watch TV, chat, whatever it may be.
Harrison and two other people lead the longest-standing HIV and AIDS social support center in the county.
Our goal is to keep people who are HIV positive healthy by staying in care. And then we do prevention, education, and testing. And the goal, obviously, is to cut down on the number of new diagnoses in Fresno County.
But ever since the state cut a big chunk of its HIV budget in 2009, the organization itself has been struggling to survive.
As a result, up and down all over California, lots of organizations closed. They just couldn't keep up. We are hanging on by a thread.
The state cut the HIV budget by more than $80 million, affecting HIV prevention, AIDS programs, and testing efforts. The organization used to employ 12 people and served 400 patients every month. Now they see roughly 50 people on a monthly basis.
When the funding dried up, so did education prevention. So now, as a result, we are seeing increasing cases of young gay men being diagnosed and women of color highest priorities.
Harrison says there needs to be more prevention and education efforts to help people overcome barriers like stigma, fear, and discrimination. But it's challenging to do so with hardly any resources. Local advocates are calling on state officials to ramp up HIV and AIDS funding before cases get even higher. But they're not sure if anyone is listening. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.